All right, I won't hold off. I'm gonna just let you guys fire away and ask some questions. I kind of have an idea of where it's gonna head. So, go ahead.
What have you seen from Jason since he's been
with Jason.
Seahorn.
Yeah, good one. I remember Jason Seahorn. It's a playoff game here, right? And he picked that ball off. Can I go down that road? I don't really want to do that. That was a great play, though. It was right at the end of the half. Philly Giant. What year would that have been?
2000.
102.
2000?
Yeah, what a great play that was. All right, the other Jason we're talking about, right? It's hard to tell anything right now. I mean, we're just obviously all really happy he's back in the fold here. I don't know him as well as everybody else here, the other coaches. I've admired him from afar, obviously, and know he's a really good football player. But, it's up to the medical team, Coach Coughlin, Jerry, to make all the decisions on that. I'm just glad he's back.
Have you guys had conversations along the lines of how can we use him if he progresses on this?
Today was really the first day he kind of did anything. I know he ran around yesterday, so I haven't really had a chance to watch the film. It's going to take a little while. It's really early now. You want to be optimistic, and I know he is too, but I think we want to be smart about it, and we'll just see where it goes.
Given that it's so early, were you surprised to see him kind of out there doing those drills on the scout team already?
I don't know that. I'm not really sure. I didn't really – I'm not lying when I say this. My mind, I've had the blinders on, for 7 weeks on each game, and now it's the New Orleans Saints. So, when somebody gets hurt, you move on to the next guy, you focus on that, kind of did the same thing. Again, I'll reiterate it by saying I'm just glad he's back. And now, all the questions you're asking, we got to figure out, but it's a good thing to be trying to figure out. It's probably the best way to look at it.
You get to a point where you have to gauge how many plays he could maybe be effective, before you bring him out. I mean,
probably.
You're trying to be careful with him.
Yeah, probably. I mean, I think sometimes when somebody, whether you're coming back from an injury, it's coming off suspension, PUP, whatever it is, sometimes it's not the injury you have you worry about, it's something else.
Yeah.
So I think we got to be careful of that too. But Ronnie and those guys will take
it. It's obviously going to be situationally used anyway.
You would think, it's hard to throw a guy out there and play 65 plays when you haven't done anything for a long period of time, but we'll see.
Steve, does New Orleans have anything to you? I mean, you had the 1 year there, you're going back.
Yeah.
Assuming you've been back since, have you?
Heard? No, I went back last year when I was in Baltimore. We played back down there. But there's good people that I met down there, friends. But other than that, it's another game.
How much did you learn from that year? I mean, you only have 1 year there, obviously.
Yeah.
So it wasn't.
Well, I've said this before, and it's quite evident in that one. I mean, you learn more in adversity than you do sometimes when it goes real well. So there are things I pulled away from that I think have been helpful and hopefully will be helpful going forward.
Anything tangible or specific?
Nah, not really. No, not really.
How adverse was it there for you?
It was adverse.
A lot of bad things said about you when you left.
Yeah, well, it's in the rearview mirror.
With JPP obviously returning, Ayers, I assume, getting healthier.
Yeah.
What do you envision your pass rush moving forward?
Well, I mean, both those guys obviously can do that very well, and we're just glad we got Robert back. It's been a while, and last week, he was just kind of, come back off of 3 or 4 weeks or whatever it was, and you go back out there, you got to knock the rust off. I mean, DK, Devin Kennard had to knock the rust off a little bit too, so hopefully Robert's one more week advance there, and I'm sure JPP's going to go through the same thing, but, keep everybody healthy and try to mix and match it, keep guys fresh, hopefully. That part of it will improve.
How difficult is it, too, when you're implementing a new system for your first go-around here with this group and you've got all these guys shuffling out? I know it's part of the deal. But
I'll tell you this. It is tough. It's tough for the coaches. It's tough for the players. But our guys have really handled it pretty well. I have to compliment the guys on that. And we've tried to be smart about what we do and what we change or not change because of that. And yet, in the league that happens, everybody's going through the same thing. Every team around the league has to fight it. And that's where you hope you have guys in the room that have taken over for somebody that got hurt. They've been in tune to it, and they're ready to step in and take advantage of their opportunity.
As you get healthier at defensive end, will it be hard to find playing time for DeMontre Moore?
Well, I mean, you got a number of guys over there, so we'll have to figure that out. But it's not a bad problem to have. I mean, it's not a bad problem to have the guys that you think can go in there and play and know if you say, I don't know if you can have a too, ever have too many, but if you do, you just find a way to even it out and get the guy. Look, the one thing about that is it creates great competition.
You were here in 2007 when you guys went to New Orleans, right?
I don't know if we played down there in 07. I don't think we did. Oh, God, yeah. It's a challenging place to play, and it's a good football team, and, you know, fans make it tough because they're into it, but, you know, I've always thought you embrace that and go down and enjoy it. It's what makes the NFL so exciting, but it is one of those places that's tough to win.
Drew Brees' numbers are not prolific like they have been. There's questions about a shoulder, things like that. What do you look at?
I don't see that. I just see him throw touchdown passes. I was just in there watching that, a nice little play on a. They went for it on 4th-and-2 in the Atlanta game. He pops it in there for a touchdown. Look, I got a great deal of respect for Drew. I enjoyed my time with him. We had many a conversation when I was down there. And not only is he a great character guy, but he's a really smart football player. And he would see things. And it's always good to bounce, you know, see the other side of it. So I enjoyed that. I got a great deal of respect for him. Great competitor. And I don't really see a tremendous drop-off. I mean, with the system that they run, and how quick he gets it out. I mean, he's so effective that way that he's going to make it a challenge.
Back to DeMontre for 1 second. How has he held up the last 2 weeks in your estimation? I mean, obviously, it hasn't been an easy 2 weeks for him.
You mean, you know, from emotionally or from... Yeah, he's been great. Look, he... You know, there's ups and downs in this league, and especially early in your tenure as a player. And, you know, it wasn't hard for him to be deactivated. I mean, it wasn't easy for him to be deactivated last week, but he fought through it, and he came out here, and he's practiced pretty well.
Did you have to talk to him about that? I mean, did you have a conversation?
I talked to him all the time.
Specifically about that?
I've actually been, you know, one thing about DeMontre, and we struck up a great, when he was back at Texas A&M, you know, doing his schoolwork, we had a conversation over the phone, and kind of instantly kind of connected, so we've kind of had that all the way through, and we've talked through this situation, too.
With JPP, does he have to fit into the defense you have now, or is it like you're sitting there saying, it's like I'm a kid with a new toy, how am I going
to... I think he fits right in. I don't... you know, football's football, and I don't think we've changed all that much from the standpoint of the position that he plays. The terminology will be different, but, you know, Robert Nunn's been in there visiting with him time to time, so hopefully that learning curve won't be too steep.
Did he have calls in your defense that require him to just go get the quarterback, I guess?
We got calls in the defense, a lot of calls there. Everybody should be going right after the quarterback. But, yeah, I mean, especially early on, you try to limit the thinking.
Steve, every coaches get fired every place. But when you go through a year like you had there in New Orleans, is there a worry, like, what is my reputation going to be damaged or, you know, that kind of thing? I mean,
I let the good Lord take care of that. I don't have any control over that.
Last question. With the guys going in and out of the linebacker, I mean, obviously you can see this has been in and out.
Yeah.
Do you feel like this is kind of a spot where right now he's starting to find his groove at?
Jonathan? Yeah, I mean, where we've put him in there, and Jim's done a great job with him. And look, and Jonathan was with us in New Orleans, and that's where I kind of learned about his talent. And he practiced really well today. I agree with what you're saying. He can fit into that. He's a football player. He can run around. He's skilled in the pass game, and that's why he finds himself in those situations. But he's a good football player, and he's been great on special teams for Tom Quinn. I'm glad we got him.